Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world.
The light of darkness can overcome.
Stay with us now, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness.
And shine.
Thank you.
May our prayers come before you, O God, as incense, and may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our hearts.
The first reading comes from Matthew chapter 20, verses 20 through 28. Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came to him with her sons. And kneeling before him, she asked a favor of him. And he said to her, "What do you want?" She said to him, "Declare that these two sons of mine will sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, in the kingdom." But Jesus answered, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink?" They said to him, "We are able." He said to them, "You will indeed drink my cup, but to sit at my right hand and at my left, this is not mine to grant, but it is for those whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard it, they were angry with the two brothers. But Jesus called them to him and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. It will not be so among you. But whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." Word of God, word of life.
Praise be to God.
Our second reading is a poem by Mary Oliver called Breakage. I go down to the edge of the sea. How everything shines in the morning light. The cusp of the whelk, the broken cupboard of the clam, the opened blue mussels, moon snails, pale pink and barnacle scarred, and nothing at all, whole or shut, but tattered, split, dropped by the gulls onto the gray rocks, and all the moisture gone. It's like a schoolhouse of little words, thousands of words. First you figure out what each one means by itself. The jingle, the periwinkle, the scallop, full of moonlight. Then you begin, slowly, to read the whole story.
The light shines in the darkness.
And the darkness has not overcome.
Spirit.
great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Let us bless our God.
Praise and thanks to you.
May God, Creator, bless us and heal us. May Christ be ever alive for us. May the Spirit above be our guide and path for all of our days.
Go in peace and serve the living God.
Thanks be to God.